Blog Talk Radio.
Science and technology.
Welcome to the bar room. I'm Bill here with my co-host, Susie.
Hi, everybody.
And we're here. It's December 23rd.
Woo-hoo!
Susie wanted me to give you the date.
The
I don't
date.
Know why, because it's live. And if you're listening right now, then you know the date. Well, I guess if you're listening later, if you're listening in archive or on Podbean or something like
you
that,
you might want to know.
You don't know what the
is,
date is, but
right?
It's goddamn Christmas.
It's Christmas.
So
we've started our weekend.
In honor of Christmas.
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. We're not gappy and silly. Don't go round willy-nilly. See to us kind of silly that we don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test?
Well, hell, we play that every goddamn Christmas show, so we may as well play it on this one.
I like it. It's us.
It's us. We're a couple of misfits. Anyway, so we're going to do our little Christmas thing. Susie, how have you been for 2 weeks? We're back. We're live. It's all good now.
It's been a good 2 weeks. We got visitors for Christmas.
We got many people.
Freaking full house.
And in fact, if you wanted to vicariously be in our house, you could dial in at 713-955-0575 during the show. If I leave you on hold, it's because we're doing something and I'll get to you. But you know, open call in for the show. So, Susie, you ready to get to the news?
I'm ready for the news. What do you got, babe?
Well, first of all, I got a little blast from the past from you because you said you were feeling a little weird today. And I gent this up just for you.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I like surprises.
One sec.
Poppies of peril are these things that you take when you time travel. And well, no matter what time you go to, like, tell the time, and you eat these poppies, and they make you think that you're, like, some god and more powerful than anybody ever.
Merry Christmas, Susie!
Oh, that's so funny.
I pulled that out of the archives, because...
That was a dream I had, and I wanted to talk about it, so I recorded it after I woke up. I was like, okay.
And then you listened to the recording and said, what did I just say?
What was all that? That's funny.
Well, we do have some stuff here. I want to start with the war on Christmas.
Oh, I love Christmas stuff. Whose war is it this time?
Well, who started it? That's the real question. And you're not going to believe what the answer is. And I got to go click on this thing, and hopefully I don't get any bad sound because I forgot to bring it up ahead of time. If I do, forgive me, folks. Okay. This is from Right Wing Watch. In the modern religion rights view of America, society would improve if we just went back to the social mores of the era preceding the sexual revolution and the civil rights movement. But a lot of them, including like Dave Barton and those who tout our Christian roots, say we should go back further to the Puritans in Massachusetts. And yeah, those were the real Christians who founded America. Now, here's the problem, though. They also kind of like Christmas. And the Puritans who led in Massachusetts Bay deemed Christmas unbiblical and illegal, and they banned it in 1659. They actually you could get fined or go to jail for
Christmas.
Celebrating Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that like...
So who really started the war on Christmas? It's certainly not us atheists.
No.
We're having a fucking Christmas show.
Was it the Catholics?
No, the Puritans. Puritans.
Puritan.
Puritans, woman.
What exactly is a Puritan, though?
They're also known as the Pilgrims.
Oh.
You know?
So the ones who love Thanksgiving,
hate
Christmas.
And the other shit like that. But I do have some stories and I have some clips for today. But I just wanted that noted. For the fucking record, we didn't start the goddamn war on Christmas.
It was the Puritans.
It was Christians. And Christians that some Christians today say we should be emulating. You've got a little problem there. Well, there's a pastor down in Texas, dear.
Texas?
I guess not surprising that there's a pastor in Texas.
Yeah.
But down in Amarillo, and his name is David Grisham.
Yeah,
I actually posted on their Facebook page tonight to let them know that we were going to talk about their stuff today. I want to play this clip for you, though. You ready?
Uh-huh.
This is him.
Hi, it's Pastor Dave Grisham here for Last Frontier Evangelism. And today we're at the mall in Amarillo, Texas. And we're going to tell the children here today the truth that there is no Santa Claus and that it's Christmas is about Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross to pay for their sins. And Jesus was born in a manger 2016 years ago. So here we go.
Oh, yeah, we have to stop him right here.
Oh, my God.
He's at a mall, and there's all these kids lined up to see Santa.
And he's going to tell them
Santa's not
real.
I've seen the video. I mean, it's like a mall, and there's all these little kids, and he's about to tell them Santa's not real.
Oh, my God, I hope he gets mauled by
parents. And Jesus was born in a manger 2016 years ago.
I hope.
This guy claims to be a Christian pastor.
Get the shit out of him.
And does not know that nobody, and I mean nobody, thinks Jesus was born 2016 years ago. Nobody. No scholar. No, nothing. Nobody thinks it. He is basing it on off a Gregorian monk in like the 6th century who made up a calendar and miscalculated. If your business is fucking Christianity, shouldn't you know that?
Yeah.
You ignorant.
But I hope this family of, or I hope these people kill this man.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Like, they need to beat him severely about the head.
Well, he claims he was beaten, but here we go.
Yes. So we're going to tell him the truth. Folks, my name is Pastor David. Kids, I wanted to tell you today that there is no such thing as Santa Claus. Santa Claus does not exist. The Christmas season is about Jesus. Jesus was born 2016 years ago. He was born in a manger in a small town called Bethlehem. And that's the truth about Christmas. The man you're going to see today is just a man in a suit dressed up like Santa, but Santa does not exist. Santa's not real. And parents, y'all need to stop lying to your children.
Okay, listen, Pastor. How about you stop lying to the kids?
Oh,
okay, because we all know the Jesus thing is bullshit. Everybody knows. Come on. You know.
I know it's bad, but if I were a parent, I would have punched him in the face.
Well, and he's sitting here. I mean, is it okay for me to go in your Sunday school, Pastor, and say, you know this Jesus thing? It's complete bullshit.
Yeah, but
it's complete crap.
Yeah, but not
you know what?
To the kids.
To the kids.
Sitting in the
Sunday in the Sunday school. I should just go in there and tell them, hey, you know, the Jesus thing is crap. The whole manger story only appears in one book in the Bible. The other one says he lived in a house in Bethlehem. The two birth stories are completely contradictory. One had to happen before 4 BC, and one had to happen after 6 AD. So unless the fucker was born twice, one of those is definitely false.
Right.
So the Bible's wrong there. It's just fucking wrong.
Yeah.
So now you have these kids out with their families. They're just – it's a douche move.
Sure.
Santa's not real. We get it. Everybody fucking knows it.
It's a total douche move.
But these are little kids, you know, and it's a game. And you know what? Most of those kids in that line probably know that as well. I mean, unless they're like toddlers, little kids.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the older ones, they know, but they're playing the game. And that's fine. It's just something that you do with your parents. And parents should, you know, let's give them that latitude.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
To play a little Christmas game with their kids. All right, but no, not Pastor Dave.
And I guess...
And telling them that Santa Claus is real when in fact he's not. When you substitute the lie of Santa Claus in the heart of your child for the truth of Jesus Christ, you are bearing false witness against God.
Now, can you hear in the background the parents go, don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Just don't listen to him.
He's lying.
He's just some crackpot pastor guy.
He's a fucking crazy man.
The thing is, most of the people in the fucking line are also Christians.
Right.
I mean, that's just
right.
Odds are.
Like, they believe in the God.
One, like 75% of the people in the country are. And two, it's Amarillo, Texas.
Shoot him now.
Well, one of the parents does confront him.
Don't lie to your children and tell them there's such a thing as Santa when you know in reality that there are no flying reindeer.
Or arcs with two of every species on them, and there are no people that rise from the dead.
Right. I mean, like, what the fuck?
And nobody parted a fucking ocean. None of that's real. Yes, we get it. It's fantasy.
Oh, no, all that's real, but there's no Santa Claus. Really?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Stop him now.
I knew you'd get mad. I knew this one would make you fucking mad.
I would punch him in the face. I would. I would punch him in the face.
There is no workshop at the North Pole. There is no elves making toys that you buy all the gifts and put them under the tree. That's all the truth.
There is no space Disneyland. There are no winged people with harps.
There are no gold streets.
And you know what
diamond
the fuck with gold street
like that?
Who the fuck would want your streets made out of gold? Gold is a soft metal. That would be shitty for a street.
Would
that would be a
shitty.
Horrible fucking street.
It would.
And there is no real Santa Claus. There is no Santa. It is not your place to lie to your children.
Just like there is no real God.
Those parents are getting pissed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's accosting their children in a mall.
What a douchebag.
It is a douche canoe move.
It's
terrible. I mean, it would be like me walking into, like, say, a Sunday school or church picnic in a public park or something and saying, hey, you know that Jesus thing's all bullshit.
That's all bullshit, right?
And directing it at the children.
Right. Like, you know, kids, that nobody died
I
on a
guess.
Cross and nobody was hung on a cross.
I guess if you're
suffered.
Not man enough to take the issue up with adults.
Then you have to go after
then
the
you
kids.
Have to go after the kids because, yeah.
Tell them the truth about Jesus Christ.
Hey,
tell
stop.
Them the truth
stop.
About
stop.
What Christmas
stop.
Is all about.
Stop.
That it's about Jesus
stop.
And it's not about Santa
stop.
Claus.
It's not.
Yeah, it's a guy coming up to him.
Yeah, I would too. And I would just go, you know what? Shut the fuck up, douchebag. Oh, my God.
There's about another minute of this, so.
There's no Santa Claus. There is no Santa Claus.
There
it's
is
about
no
Jesus.
God.
Tell
Go.
Them the truth.
Go.
All right, well, let's talk about the truth. It's about Jesus. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Holly is a Yule herb that was used in Yule celebrations and you used to deck your halls with it.
Right?
Yeah. Well, why is that a Christmas song then?
I don't know.
Don we now our gay apparel? Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Not Christmas time. Yuletide. Most of your Christmas traditions now, fires, trees, decorating, come from a holiday called Yule, which predates Christianity. So maybe it's not all about Jesus.
Mm. I've had to deal with, especially this Christmas season, acquaintances that know that I'm an atheist. And I say Merry Christmas because... I say Merry Christmas. Fuck you. I say Merry Christmas. You don't like it? Kiss my ass.
You can say whatever you want.
I say Merry Christmas. And
I like to say Happy Holidays because there's more than one holiday. But.
I know. I tried that. But I've been hearing stuff like, oh, well, you can't say Merry Christmas because you're an atheist. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. I can say whatever I want.
We got a call.
And I'm tired of that kind of thing. A call?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Christmas calls. Woo!
Area code 614. Welcome to the bar room. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I
yes.
can hear you.
Hello. Oh, sorry. It's a little bit. I can't hear anything through my earphones very well. But anyway, I'll speak. It's Elsa from Australia.
Hi, Elsa.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I just
Merry
have
Christmas.
To. It's Christmas Eve, and we are busy setting up our house for visitors. So yeah, it was a good time to call in.
But you're not running around telling kids there's no Santa Claus, right?
Oh, hell no, I would never do that. I mean, my kids don't believe, and I don't think they ever really did. But I think it's fun to pretend, and I think that is a parental decision. It's not up to me to tell people what they should and shouldn't do at Christmas time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and I think you're right. I think it's just really fun, and I think kids catch on way before parents think they do. And I think it's good skeptical training. I really do. I think it's good for them to figure that out.
Yes, I suppose so, yeah. But I also think it's, in my opinion, of course, I'm not telling other people to, but I think it is important to be honest with them. So even though we have done the Santa thing in the past, I never pushed it too hard. I mean, I don't want to break their little hearts when it eventually comes out. So, you know, they always knew that we probably put the carrot back in the fridge or ate the cookie ourselves.
That's
fun
funny.
To pretend in the end.
What is Christmas like in Australia? Because isn't the weather
hot,
like different, and it's like summertime there and all the
yes,
snow?
It's summer and it
stuff.
Is hot, and I've already been in our pool and it's 10 a.m.
Wow.
That's why Tim
so
mentioned
it can be quite unpleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they're drinking white wine
that's
in
right,
the sun.
Absolutely. It's a lovely song, that one, too. A lot of times people insist on having the roast meals and all that. All you end up doing is sitting in their living room, sweating your bum off. So, yeah, we do it a little bit differently at our house. We do Christmas Eve. We get everyone around and have... Today we're having cold meats and salads and pavlova, and it's not very traditional.
Well, it's a little bit chillier here.
Just a little.
I guess in centigrade, I think it's about -3, -4.
Oh, that's cold. It never gets that cold here in Queensland. Where we live in winter, if it gets down to the single digits, we are freezing our pants off because it is just freezing in our terms.
Well, we'll be visiting. I'm determined to visit, really.
Well, I hope you come and visit us. Come and swim in my
that's
pool and hang out in my backyard and have a barbecue and all that sort of stuff. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be excellent.
I'll take you up to the rainforest. The rainforest is awesome.
It's audio, honey. She can't see that. She's doing a happy dance.
I was doing it. You didn't see it, but I was doing it.
Well, I am too, because I would love to see you guys up here.
Oh,
or down here, I should say.
Australia is my dream. I plan to visit Australia at least before I die.
Well, that would be good.
Well,
afterwards,
we look forward to having you.
It would be no fun if I had to like stick your ashes in an overhead compartment. You know,
true.
Don't
do that.
So it has to be before you die.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we're agreed on that. Elsa, thanks so much for calling.
No problem. I'm really, really happy that I finally got around to it. Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye, baby.
That was nice.
Wow. We just got a call from freaking Australia.
Yeah, and anybody else who's listening live and you haven't called, you know, you lost the distance
you have
war
no
already.
Excuse
it's over.
Now,
it's over.
Elsa called from
Australia. And she rocks.
Fuck yeah. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I got a guy.
Are we done listening to What's His Face?
To Grissom?
Now?
Yeah, we're done. That's why I picked up the call. It's, you know,
done with him. He's bad.
Yeah, he's bad. He's on the bad scale.
He's getting coal.
And then this guy's name is Lawrence Walnew. He's another pastor. And he's talking about how and I don't know that I have this clip prepared properly. Let me apologize in advance. But he talks about how professors are poisoning the minds of the young.
Really?
Yeah, let's do that.
And I thought, well, isn't a Christian someone who professes something? Don't we have something to profess?
Yeah.
Why aren't we as practical as that? Why didn't we think about if we got something to profess, we should be professors? Because the professors are the factory foremen.
Okay, you're looking confused. He's saying more Christians need to be professors because they're all these old 60s liberal radical evil people.
They're shaping the minds of the next generation, and anything we do regarding abortion, prayer, marriage, anything we do, that doesn't get into the educational narrative that's affecting the minds of students will be lost within 8 to 10 years because the factory is producing. Because you've got gatekeeper priests. Really, these are priests of Baal.
Well, they're priests of Baal now?
Yes. Really?
I hope he's being metaphorical here. Because I don't think they're actually priests of Baal.
I think he thinks they might be.
But wait, I'm going to let him go on a little bit because the crazy's still coming.
At the top of the university mountain, poisoning the minds. They're like intellectual pedophiles molesting the virgin territory of your children's imagination.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even the people think he's crazy.
I freaking agree. Wow.
Wow.
Intellectual pedophile? Where the hell do you get that? I mean, how do you get to intellectual pedophile? And the virgin minds of your children. First of all, college students are generally 18 to 22. Like
and have no
undergrad.
Virgin minds.
You've had 18 years of, like, captive audience with them. If your arguments aren't good enough, I mean, how are they virgin minds? Because, I mean, you've already put all this bullshit into them. If it's so easy to counter it by just presenting a different point of view, then I think you should look at the strength of your own damn ideas.
Yeah, most definitely.
And how is that? How is presenting new ideas to young adults equivalent to fucking kids?
Right.
Okay, because that's what pedophilia means.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting that he would equate the two. I know. It's Christmas. Fuck you. But yeah. I got a lot of these. It's going to be a hell of a show with these. You ready for another?
I am ready for another. What do you got?
Gordon Klingenschmidt.
I've heard that name before.
You've heard that name before. Klingenschmidt.
First of all, again, we condemn as demonic the Muslim spirit of violence. And yet we compare the...
What is a Muslim spirit of violence? It's like...
Mean-spirited.
Yeah, I know, but what is the spirit of violence that he's condemning? Is it like a thing? Is it like a ghost? Is it like...
Semantics.
I guess.
His so-called religious police inside of the totalitarian state of Syria that is going to control everybody's religion. So they instill religious police that are going to go around and literally put people in jail or worse, kill them. In this case, for being homosexual. Doesn't that sound to you like the Phoenix City Council in the previous story?
Well, actually...
It sounds to me like the Bible.
No, it doesn't sound like any city council in the United States.
Yeah, no city council.
I mean, that's...
Kill people for being
gay.
That's
nuts. And yes, in a lot of majority, they do have religious police. I know they do in Saudi. I don't know if it's true that they have them in Syria. Probably. Could be. I'm not saying they don't. But... The point is valid, but no, because nobody's stopping people from being Christian.
Right.
Okay. What he's arguing here, and maybe I should just let him do it and then rebut it, but is that Christians just not getting special privileges is the same as not letting them be Christian.
Right.
Because they're Christian, they have to have special privileges.
The religious police in Phoenix are going around to the Christians who refuse to print the wedding invitations, and they're saying, because you're Christian, you're going to go to jail for 6 months. Now, how is that any different?
Absolutely no one's saying that.
Yeah.
Absolutely no one's saying, because you're Christian.
Right.
Because here's the thing, based on your religion, it's a law that applies to everybody. If I'm an atheist, and I am... And I don't like fucking gay people. I hate them. I hate the filthy gays. And I'm not going to print wedding things for gays. In the city of Phoenix, I would also be charged.
Right.
And I'm not being charged for being a Christian because I'm not one.
You're being charged because you're a discriminating asshole.
I'm being charged because I'm a businessman and those are the rules of business in Phoenix.
Right.
That you can't discriminate against protected classes.
Right.
So the argument. And we're going to get more of this as the show goes on and from other people. But the argument is not fucking whether or not you can practice your religion, whether or not you can. The argument is simply, should gay people be a protected class?
Right.
LGBTQ people, should they be a protected class?
And people don't think they should.
Because they want to discriminate against.
Right.
Solely for that reason.
Right.
Okay, because I can discriminate against things that aren't a protected class. Like smelly people.
Right.
Like if somebody doesn't bathe and they come into my restaurant,
homeless
I can kick
people.
Them out. I mean, I could discriminate for other reasons. But that you have a religious reason to not like a class of people is not good enough.
Right.
Okay, because what if your religion, and many Christian religions have made this case in the past, many Christian sects, doesn't like black people?
Right.
Are you now exempt from all those laws? You can deny service to black people because they're black? No,
that
you
they
can't.
Would try to make that a. Like,
that's the thing. You. So the question isn't even, well, it's against my religion. Don't care.
Right.
Don't
you still
care.
You can't discriminate. Screw you.
We have religious police here in America.
No, we don't.
That are doing the same on a lesser scale to the Christians here in America that the Islamic State is doing to the homosexuals in Syria. So let me ask this. Here's the question. And I'm appealing now to the homosexuals out there. Shouldn't you rather...
Look, dude.
Don't appeal to the homosexuals. Just
no,
stop.
No.
Just stop.
No. You look like Gollum fucked Pee Wee Herman. You're not appealing to homosexuals at all. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a gay man. But
Gollum,
if there are any gay men out there who are listening to this show and they want to call in... Is this guy appealing to you? Because I don't think he—I don't think he would be. I mean, I don't.
Maybe you never know.
Treat others as you would want to be treated. Shouldn't you treat the Christian couple in Phoenix as if they ought to have religious freedom instead of hiring religious police to metaphorically throw them off a roof? You don't like it when it's done to you, so why are you doing it to others?
Metaphorically throw them off a roof.
I have this problem with this whole line of this guy's fucking thinking because he's a Christian and he follows the Bible and the Bible says homosexual people should be killed. What the fuck? He's like saying, oh no, you don't want this to happen, you know?
And how does it
but
interfere?
Hey, our religion does it.
How does it interfere with the practice of your religion?
Right.
The right you have is the free practice of your religion. That's what the First Amendment says.
Right.
So you have to say you have to show me in the Bible where it says, don't serve gay people. It doesn't say that anywhere.
Right.
It doesn't say that anywhere in the Bible. It doesn't say don't make wedding invitations for them. And how is not doing something, refusing to do something, a practice of religion?
Right.
I mean, unless the religion specifically prohibits it and yours doesn't.
Unless the religion says don't do this to follow
well,
our religion.
Well, it's kind of like, and here's a real analogy, when the draft was happening, certain sects could claim conscientious objector status and get exempted from the draft because
right.
their religion
right.
formally had a nonviolence thing going on.
Right.
But not just anybody could say, well, I'm a Christian and I don't believe in killing people, so I don't want to be drafted.
Right.
That doesn't work that way. Okay. What does your book say? Show me where it says don't make wedding invitations.
Right.
Because what it says is put them to death. And we're already
exactly.
telling you by law, you can't do that.
Right.
And we will send the police after you if you try to practice your fucking faith that way.
Right.
So we're already impugning on your religious freedom. We're not allowing you to kill people. You know, I'm just thinking of something here. I think I'm going to – this next clip's a little long. It's the Bentham brothers, and it's about that HB2 in North Carolina. It's the law that statewide says you can't have bathrooms for transgender people.
Right.
You can't protect LGBTQ individuals at a local level.
Right.
Why would you ever have a law – that says you can't protect people.
And we hate being the dudes that have to talk about it, but we think it's really important, even though it's just before Christmas, you need to know exactly what's going on because it's craziness, it's political pandering, and we got to be very careful to not overturn this thing.
It's another radical move by the left.
It's just a political shakedown because House Bill 2 accomplishes two things, and it's the strongest law in the nation that protects the privacy and safety of all citizens, especially women and children in bathrooms and locker rooms. And at the same time, if
you know, it doesn't protect transgender individuals. They are citizens. Therefore, Mr. Bentham, you are full of shit. Okay, you can't say it protects the privacy and safety of all individuals or all citizens unless you're going to say they're not citizens.
That's my favorite argument, like all except the ones you're
except the ones who actually fucking need protecting.
Right.
Yeah.
Protects the rights of all North Carolinians to live out their faith without being punished by the government. And so House Bill 2 is a good.
You don't have the right to live out your faith without being punished by the government. You don't. Okay? You have the right to live out your faith within the fucking law.
I think what it is you have your right to live out your faith without being punished by the government as long as it doesn't punish anyone else.
Abraham and Isaac. Isaac takes Abraham up on the hill. He raises up the knife. He's going to kill him and changes his mind and goes. Now, if that happened today in the United States of America and someone saw that, Abraham's going to fucking jail.
Right. Attempted murder.
Abraham should go to jail. Abraham doesn't have the right to live out his fucking faith.
Right.
Okay? These people are not claiming the right to live out their faith. They're claiming their faith gives them an exemption to the law that everyone else has to follow.
And the right to live out their faith would be to be stoning and killing homosexuals in the streets.
And adulterers.
Right.
You know, and people who gather fucking sticks on the Sabbath.
Right. Or wear mixed materials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But law. It all started with the Charlotte City Ordinance. And the Charlotte City Ordinance opened up our bathrooms. And it declared open season on Christians living out their faith. And anybody living out their faith in the marketplace to not participate in sexual expressive events and other things that they don't want to participate in.
How the fuck is somebody using a bathroom making you participate in sex?
Okay, he's just confused.
No, he's not.
We're going to have to...
he's fucking not confused.
We're going to have to acknowledge the fact that he's just confused, and he thinks giving everybody rights is taking away from his rights.
You know what? I'm done. I am so done giving people the benefit of the doubt. I'm so done being nice. No, Donald Trump just won the fucking presidency, okay? You know why? Because we gave people – we were nice. Well, maybe he thinks – no. You know what? He knows what he's saying is bullshit. Putting it out there on an emotional level in order to fool people to support what Jesus wants.
Right.
What it is Jesus doesn't like transgendered people. They don't get to come into our bathrooms. Period. That's what it is. They need to be discriminated against because they're weird.
And so as a result of that ordinance that was passed in Charlotte, but it never went into effect because House Bill 2 prevented that ordinance from going into effect. And so what's happening now is that the Charlotte City Council, now that they know that Governor-elect Roy Cooper, who's a Democrat, happens to be now heading into the governor's office, they have now voted 10-0 to repeal the ordinance. Now, here's what's interesting. The ordinance never went into effect. It doesn't need to be repealed. It doesn't even exist because House Bill 2 is in place. So they're saying if we repeal the ordinance.
Yeah, basically that's what happened. The people of Charlotte, and through their elected representatives, said in this city, we're going to protect LGBTQ individuals. And people are going to be able to use the bathroom of their, you know, their gender. Not necessarily their birth gender, but what gender they live as. Period. End of story. The freaking state legislature of North Carolina went out and passed a bill to override that.
Because
right
guys up there going
so much for the,
wait, no.
The GOP bullshit about local control.
Right.
Oh, no. Well, government should be local because it should be closer to now.
Only local if you agree
if
with what the country want.
They're certainly willing to override shit when they don't agree. So the next time somebody talks to you about smaller government and local control,
right,
call them a liar. See, look, you may not be lying, but your party is. Your party does not believe that.
And when it gets small, they whenever
the shoe's on the other foot,
right,
and your party doesn't like the local rules, they just override it from the top too.
Because
so,
they're bigger.
Shut up.
You have to now repeal House Bill 2. Here's what they're really after. They're after eliminating House Bill 2, which is a good common sense law.
No, it isn't. And yes, you're right. That's what they're after. Yes, it's a terrible law. It's designed simply to discriminate against a class of individuals.
That protects so many things. And if you can repeal that, then they can go right back in and enact ordinances all over this state that will open up our bathrooms and our locker rooms to sexual predators that will.
No, it won't. No, it won't. And you, Mr. Bentham, again, are a fucking liar. Nothing in the Charlotte ordinance says it is now legal for sexual predators to go into bathrooms and prey on people. Nothing.
The fact that he equates the LGBTQ community with sexual predators just fucking pisses me off.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. It's horrible. And it's a fucking lie. It's a fucking lie. And we have to start calling people who spout this nonsense
liars.
Fucking liars.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because I'm going to go into that in the counter today.
Let him go.
Open up. It will be open season on Christians that want to live out their faith in the marketplace, and we will be targeted in the marketplace. That's exactly what's happening here.
It's the potty. It's not the fucking market. What are you selling in the fucking bathroom? No, this is his problem. Christians won't be able to bully gay people anymore. Christians won't be able to dismiss them, to discriminate against them. You mean we can't treat gay people like crap? No, we got to have a law protecting our right to treat gay people like crap. Well, no, you not in the marketplace. You can't treat black people like crap. You can't treat women like crap. Get over it. We will win this fight. It may take generations, but in the end, we're going to win this fight.
Right.
This is not an olive branch to just press reset and go back to normal, because even the Charlotte City Council in their resolution to repeal.
Okay, I've had enough. You know what? You're right. It's not an olive branch, and nobody's trying to go back to normal. What we're trying to do is give people just little equality here.
Yeah.
You ready for some Brian Fisher on the same subject?
Oh, God. Brian Fisher is such a douchebag.
Quasi-douches here. Brian Fisher.
All you have to do, basically, if you really want to do something for people who are gender confused, just put in a unisex bathroom with one locking stall, and that still provides for protection of women like me or children like my daughter was when she was victimized by a peeper. I mean, that's all it would take. So a lot of this discussion is fruitless and just fronted by people who don't want to put their money where their mouths are. Mm.
All right, Terry, listen, I appreciate that. You know, and that's what we suggested to Target, you know, just develop these unisex bathrooms, make that option as a third option available to people. So they got a place they can go. It's their own. They're not getting the same treatment. They're getting special treatment. They're a tiny little slice of the population. They're going to have a bathroom facility that's reserved exclusively for them. Sexually normal people don't have that. That's a special deal. That's not equal rights. That's special rights. You get your own special bathroom with privacy.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, where to start?
Okay, the lady was...
A caller on the show, obviously.
The caller on the show. She seemed like she was trying to be sympathetic to everybody.
Yeah, she was trying to find a middle road.
And then Brian Fisher, the idiot that he is, just had to segregate yet again and say, that'll give special rights to LGBTQ people or trans people.
And he's fucking stupid.
I know.
A unisex bathroom can be used by everybody. It's not, you can't have special rights for everybody.
Right.
Because Brian, you can go shit in the unisex bathroom because it's unisex. It's for everybody.
Right.
It's for MF, in between, and neither.
Right.
Doesn't matter. It's everybody. If you are potty trained, you can go in there. Special rights for.
Right.
Nobody's suggesting they put up a And a bathroom is for transgender people only.
That's what the thing is. I mean, instead of like just making all bathrooms available for all people, he wants to make like a special bathroom so he can say, oh, we did this special thing for transgender people.
And then complain about it.
And then complain about
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but it's entirely bullshit, first of all. And second of all, they don't want what they're asking for. They would be freaking the fuck out in North Carolina. If you know what transgender people could do to fucking freak them out in North Carolina? Start using the bathrooms of their birth gender.
Right.
Go ahead. Because you will see men walking into the women's room.
You get a beautiful woman. And she's like all decked out.
And she's going to walk right in the men's room.
Walk in the men's room.
But that's not the one that's going to freak him out. The one that's going to freak him out is when you get a guy with a beard and he's walking into the ladies' room.
Well, hopefully.
That was my birth. Here's my birth certificate. Since this state's fucking backwards, that's where I have to go.
Right.
Sorry. Sucks to be you.
Yep.
Hey, is your daughter in there? Nice.
Yeah.
You know? That'll fuck with them.
That'll fuck with them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't ask anybody to actually do that, but in a fantasy, it's kind of funny.
What else we got? Are we done with Brian Fisher?
We're done with Brian Fisher. Now we're going to go to really crazy. And this is the last one I have before the Bible segment. And I've never used this guy's clips before, but I figured we'd be pretty fired up by now. We'd be able to handle something really fucking shitball crazy.
Okay, I'm ready for shitball crazy. What is it, babe?
Shoebat. Theodore Shoebat.
Oh, that's what that is. Shoebat.
Yeah.
This story proves another thing. It proves that children as young as 9 can be diabolical and evil. They can be just as diabolical and just as evil as adults can.
No, wait a minute. Now, Susie hasn't listened to this clip yet. Susie, what do you think this child did that was so diabolical and evil?
I don't know. Stole a cookie?
Stole a cookie.
I don't know.
They can be little Hitlers. Little 9-year-old children. They'll kill cats, strangle little animals to death. They'll light things on fire. I've heard all sorts of stories.
Okay. So what did this kid do to be a little Hitler?
Wow. He must have killed something.
Yeah. Gassed a Jew. I don't know. What do you do?
Punched his sister.
What do you think?
Of what little children can do. All the evils.
Evil.
That little children have done.
All of them.
Supposed innocent children. The kid is obviously evil. Obviously a reprobate. Obviously, I mean, just diabolical.
Diabolical.
Even at that age. Even at that age of 9 years old, the kid is still evil.
Because?
The kid is evil.
It says here, but the Kansas City fourth grader knows the significance of the magazine's cover. Quote, by putting myself more out there, people will be able to know that I am transgender. No, you're a freak!
Right? That's what. Wait, here he goes.
You're a little demon. You're a little Nazi Hitler.
Oh, my God.
Was Hitler fucking transgendered?
Not that I know.
Then shut the fuck up. Godwin's law for the fucking win, you asshole. You know.
How can you use words like diabolical and evil?
And Hitler. He went right to Hitler.
For a 9-year-old that is just transgender.
That's it. Right? I mean, that's it.
I don't know. I don't know about these Christian people and their stupid ideas.
Oh, wait, this guy. He's not done.
Oh,
I'm a transgender and proud and learn more about transgender issues. Really? This little freak would not mind sticking people like me in a gas chamber.
Now, how do you fucking get there? I would not mind.
Okay, I have to,
I mean, I have moral objections to people being stuck in gas chambers, but with you, I'd have to, I wouldn't really mind so much. I would object on an ethical level, but I'm
envisioning this little 9-year-old with like a little Hitler mustache going, guess him. Guess him because he hates transgenders. It's just cracking me up. I can't help it.
Yeah, I know.
This is sick shit. And this is the problem that I have with the First Amendment, the freedom to do whatever you want.
He has a problem with the First Amendment. The other
because
people
Hitler
are
Hitler.
Wants to
kill him.
The other people are Hitler. Cause so, and he wants to stop free speech. And what does he want to do with people who do things that don't agree with him? Wait, here we go.
Well.
And in the Catholic Church, I mean, the whole damn crew behind National Geographic would be tried. And once they are found guilty, they'd be burned at the stake. They used to burn people at the stake. They used to burn people at the stake for promoting evil ideologies and evil beliefs.
Which is...
Okay, so you want to quash free speech and kill people you don't agree with because the 9-year-old is Hitler.
Oh, my
and
God. This guy's a
he's
fucking
probably
genius.
Right. You know, the Catholic Church, not very supportive of transgender issues and certainly wouldn't let a child come out as transgender.
Right.
They'd give that kid a good fucking by a good priest and straighten him out. In fact, it literally straightens him out because when you put in the butt, it kind of get the straight back thing going
Stop
on.
Stop it.
The dick up the butt is what it really is. The Catholic fucking Church. This is where he's going. Hey, it's not my fault that priests fuck kids. You look at me, you give me that look, but it's not my fault. They fuck kids. That's what they do. That's what they covered up for a century. They don't get to have moral. They don't get to have the moral high ground ever again.
And they don't do that anymore. They allow them to publish magazines.
Oh, what a shame. They don't fucking burn people anymore.
They let them publish magazines.
Well, I've seen a quasi-documentary on that, and you could only burn someone if they weighed the same as a duck.
Right.
Right.
You know, back in the old days, heretics like the Cathars promoted men sodomizing other men, people sodomizing animals.
You know, back in the old days, like, you know, 2012, the Catholic Church was covering up men sodomizing little boys and little girls, as long as they wore a priest collar.
Very, very sick things. Catholic Church burned them at the stake.
You know why they would burn them at the stake, right?
So they wouldn't tell anybody?
So they'd have all the kids to themselves. That's their dating field.
They used to just burn people at the stake for this. Now they don't burn people at the stake, and this is what you got.
Oh, what a shame. We don't burn people at the stake anymore. This is why I don't usually use ShoeBot. I know. I'm sorry. But I had to this time. This one was just too good to pass up.
He's a nut.
I know. He's fucking out there nutty.
And he cusses.
Well, and so, this is our
but
show.
He's supposed to be godly.
No. He's wacky.
He's wacky. Okay.
He's wacky cracky.
Well, what else you got in your little bag of news?
Not much, babe. I got the Bible. It's Bible time.
Is it Bible time? I love Bible.
Yeah, I want to intro. We're doing, I got chapter 7 and 8 of the book of Jeremiah for you, which we did with the prophet Jeremiah. But, folks, this is all the audio we have that we recorded with Jeremiah for the Bible. So, Susie and I probably sometime next weekend are going to
start the Bible.
Start recording some Bible. And if anybody's interested in committing some time,
oh, yeah.
You
come
could,
read with us.
You could come Skype in and we'll record the Bible. And we'll probably, at the rate we're going, we'll probably use those for quite a few shows. So, yeah, send me an audio clip of you reviewing a piece of the Bible and we'll pick somebody. Yeah, how about the story of Noah? It's like 2 paragraphs in the Bible. Just give me your take on that, like in an audio clip.
What, you're going to like audition people?
Well, not really audition. I just... Okay, yeah, a little bit.
No.
This will tell me that you have, like, some way to record, and you're not recording off a regular mic.
Yeah.
At least you have a headset, and I'll know the sound. And, you know, yeah, So, you know, we'll just pick somebody.
Yeah, we need somebody else to do the Bible. That's, it makes it more fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So if you want, if you, it's a commitment. It'll take a few hours, but because we'll go through like 12, 14 chapters. And then we'll just leave.
Heck, you'll have like two or three shows.
Yeah, oh, at least the rate we're going with the new format. But if you're interested, you know my email. It's on the show notes. If not, it's bill.robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S, 819, @gmail.com. So send me an email. And with that, I'm going to let you guys listen to your Bible segment. Susie and I are going to take a break while it plays. And we'll be right back.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
Sorry, kid. I don't believe in fairy tales.
He's so mad.
He's not very nice.
He's very mad here in this chapter 7. First of all, we start out with, I guess Jeremiah is going to stand in front of the temple, and he's going to be proclaiming the word and say word of the Lord and saying, don't trust deceptive words.
Well, that's kind of a tautology.
Isn't it, though? I mean, because how do you know which words are deceptive? But I guess you got to go to the people who have the best words. We have all the words. We have the best word. We have some great words. You're going to be so thrilled with the words. They're going to be fantastic. They're going to be great words. You're going to hear so many words, you're going to be sick of words.
And you got to tap your heels together and say three times, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
Yeah, what are they making a conga line as they go in?
I don't know.
Temple of the Lord. Ha. Temple of the Lord. Ha. Shaking their asses as they go in there. I don't understand. But apparently they are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless, as opposed to deceptive words
that are
not
worthless.
Well, obviously they're just telling people not to watch Fox News. So,
or maybe they're telling them to watch Fox News.
Just not to trust it.
Because like if you ever listen to right-wing talk radio, you know, they tell you, trust us. Don't trust that deceitful liberal media.
Yeah.
So that's why I watch it all. Because I want to hear all, and then I can figure out the truth for myself. But this book does not advocate that. Bad choice. Don't do that, or you'll end up stealing and murdering them in verse 9, committing adultery, perjury, and burning incense.
Oh, that one's funny because it goes through all this stuff, and then he says, what are they going to do? Become a den of robbers to you? Like, all this stuff is bad. It's equal to being a den of robbers.
And burning incense. How did that get up there with murder?
I don't know.
Apparently, God doesn't like to feel the burn.
No, apparently not.
Burn is, yeah, he's not God's candidate. Yeah. Oh, man. And then there's a little gayness again in verse 15.
I saw that,
did you
too.
See that? I will thrust you from my presence.
Yeah, though I'm just saying I'm not looking for it. I don't have any homosexual tendencies, so don't even ask. These aren't jumping out to me.
We won't tell. We won't ask or tell.
We
so
don't ask or tell. We were trained by the military.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's all good. And then don't pray for them because I ain't listening. Well, why do people pray then? Verse 16, don't pray for these people. If people are being bad, don't pray for them.
Because he didn't care.
And did verse 18 really confuse me? Children gather wood, fathers light the fire, and women knead the dough and make cakes to offer to the Queen of Heaven. What else would you do with wood? They gather.
Well, I can think of a couple things.
They're doing it all for the Queen of Heaven.
Oh, no.
The Queen of Heaven rises to the top of my mind.
Which is who?
God.
He's a dancing queen.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, with all the stuff that's happened in my life, at least, you know, I could put on some makeup before I get fucked by him. So
that's true. In verse 21, you can add your burnt offerings.
I hate burnt offerings.
I know you do, baby.
Twice.
I know, they keep bringing them up. And then
Susie's not feeling the burn either.
So. I'm not feeling the burn either. No.
And in verse 23, we go back to the only command this God has ever given. Obey me.
Right.
He doesn't give any other moral precepts. His only moral precept is obey me.
Do what I say.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Don't murder unless I tell you to murder. Then you can murder.
Watch me be an hypocrite.
And I love verse 25 here. From the time your ancestors left Egypt until now, day after day, again and again, I set you my servants and prophets. Perhaps, Yahweh, it's your method of communication that's lacking, because you keep sending these prophets with cryptic messages about boiling water and almond trees and complex games of charades and weird images, and your message isn't getting through.
It reminds me of
what he needs is a good marketing firm.
Of a joke that I heard about the guy that was like drowning or something, and he sent him a boat, and he was like, "No, God will save me." And then he sent him a helicopter, and he said, "No, God will save me." And then he gets to the end, and he's at the pearly gates, and he's like, "God, why didn't you save me?" And he goes, "Well, I sent you a boat and a freaking helicopter."
Yeah, but he didn't. That's the thing.
It's a joke I heard. I know, I heard the joke. See, but that's what he's doing.
What's with verse
29?
Cut off your hair and throw it away.
Right, because that does something.
Did something for Samson.
You could be like a Shaolin monk at that point.
Mm.
Is that going to help me when the other army comes? I cut off my hair.
I think that would be called judo.
Makes as much sense as biting off the ends of dicks.
For some reason you scare me when you say that. I don't know why. But the Valley of Slaughter is a bad place, apparently. There's detestable idols in the house, I guess in the God temple. I guess when they're doing the conga line, they were carrying in detestable items. And then they built more high places, whatever that means. And they burned their sons and daughters in the fire. Listen to this. Something I did not command, nor did it enter my mind. Well, doesn't the very definition of omniscience mean that everything enters your mind?
Right.
It's all there.
And all powerful is they don't do anything you don't
command. So how can God say, well, I didn't think of that. And wild animals are going to feed on their carcasses. The end of that chapter.
Ooh, ooh.
Okay, chapter 8. Now, was it just me or were actual lines from the previous chapter repeated in chapter 8?
Pretty much.
Yeah, he actually says the same, or not maybe not the previous one, but maybe back a little further. But I remember some of that being said exactly before. You know, talking about dressing wounds and it was definitely a redo, a do-over.
He's running out of material.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's run to the fortified cities. He said that again. And he didn't even really say it a different way. Because I'm sitting here, I was just going, wait, I've heard this before. Anyway, let's go. What do you guys think? Starts out with the bones all over the place.
Yeah, that was.
Again, another gay orgy.
Yeah, could be. But it says they're like piles of shit. So, fetishy. A little fetishy.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's a scat porn.
See, that I know what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Why?
I'm not sure. That's
why do you know what that is? I don't know.
Verse 5, he says, "Why have the people turned away?" And then, "Why does Jerusalem always turn away? They cling to deceit and they refuse to return." But in the one above it, he said, "When someone turns away, do they not return? So what? Do they come back or do they not come back?"
I don't know.
He's confused.
I think we're going to have to stick to the story and find out if they ever come back.
I think so.
But here's what's funny. In verse 7, he goes, "Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons, and the dove, the swift, the thrush observe the time of their migration. But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord." Well, let's see. If you built all those birds with this knowledge, why didn't you simply build the people with that knowledge?
Good question.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid, isn't it?
Well, humans have souls and free will. That's the difference.
Well, on our feet.
I mean, that's what the apologists will tell you.
And, you know, you can't free willy everywhere you want. I don't care what people say.
Yeah. I'm not gonna defend that.
Because you're going to go to jail. Is verse 8 not extremely damning to this entire book?
It is.
Go ahead, Susie. Read it to the listener.
The wise will be put to shame. They will be dismayed and trapped since they have rejected.
Verse 8.
Oh.
Go back one.
Sorry. How can you say we are wise, for we have the law of the Lord, when actually the lying pen of the scribes has handled it falsely?
Doesn't that say that the Bible, at least up to that point,
I'm writing all this bullshit?
Was scribed falsely.
Yeah.
In other words, it's been handed down and rescribed, and somebody fucked up somewhere.
Well, it's the biblical equivalent of, those guys are liars, so there. So, yeah.
And now we're going to give away our wives in verse 10.
Yeah. Why? I mean, why is it always the wives? Like,
because they're property.
You know what? This Bible thing is like a independent woman's nightmare.
And then we go through. They're not ashamed. They don't know how to blush. This is the part I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
that I heard before.
I know I heard that before. Oh, verse 17 is kind of new. I'm going to send venomous snakes among you, vipers that cannot be charmed, and they will bite you.
Ouch.
Because that sucks. And that's it. He's just going to fuck them up. You got anything else, Jeremiah?
Not really. Somebody asks if they have any balm in Gilead. Apparently, their lips are really chapped. So.
Well, yeah, because if you read The Gunslinger, you'll find out that Gilead, that's the way things are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, either that or they need some lubricant in Gilead.
Lubricated lips.
I know I try to lubricate my lips.
Because there's no healing.
Because you never know what they've been doing.
Yeah. Yep.
Right, they might have been burning incense or some shit.
Lips?
On their lips. With a ferret.
Can you say?
You might have been smoking a ferret.
That chapter 8 is finished.
Chapter 8 is done. We're done. And that was the last of the books we have with the prophet Jeremiah.
I always enjoy Jeremiah.
So, thanks again, Jeremiah, for sitting in with us for those. It was wonderful. It was a heck of a lot of fun to record. And I think he was great. I think he was great for that.
So we're not done with Jeremiah yet.
The book
right?
of Jeremiah? Oh,
right.
No.
Okay,
no.
So we're going to need...
There's like 52 books. We've been through 8.
Another sidekick.
Yeah. So refer back to earlier. I said, email me something. It doesn't have to be the Noah story. Pick a story. I don't care. Pick a little Bible story and review it for me. And we'll, if it's cool, we'll get you on the show. It'll be awesome. So, Susie, counter-apologetic time.
And what do you got today?
I got an intro.
Because you have to know everything or have revelation from somebody does to know anything.
But it's the moment the skeptic, that free-thinking, agnostic, atheist, whatever, begins to challenge the God of the Bible.
Behold, the atheist's nightmare. Everybody believes in God, but some have decided to suppress that truth.
Hey, Bill, I just want to let you know that there actually is a book out there that actually tells us where matter came from.
Easy, man. I've got you.
You've got me? Who's got you?
Welcome to the bar room. I'm Bill here with my co-host, Susie. When he does this, he's equivocating.
What we're talking about in a laboratory, there is no other side of the coin.
Right. You're trying to get to the truth.
Right.
Well, fact fucking matters.
In some states, not in Oklahoma.
What they're doing is they're strawmanning natural selection. So back the fuck off before I shove a Nimbus 2000 up your ass and ride you all the way back to Azkaban. Welcome to the counter-apologetic segment. And today, I got a couple of things today, Susie. First of all, listener Elsa, who was cool enough to call in on this particular episode, did send something, and I'm going to address it. It is a response on Luke 14:26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, brother, whatever. You know that one, that Bible verse?
Well, yeah, from what I've read.
Yeah. And the response that she got on Facebook was, Jesus, I'm going to read it here. Jesus' remark is an example of Hebrew hyperbole to emphasize the subject being discussed. To hate one's family is therefore not a command or a statement of fact, but a way of expressing the importance of allegiance to him. A disciple must subordinate all earthly relationships to loyalty to Christ. I agree with that assessment. That's what Jesus was saying.
Right.
He's saying your comparative feelings about me and loyalty to me have got to be so great that what you feel for your immediate family
is less,
is hate compared to that. What the poster there ignores is the implication of that statement. This is the mentality that allows Isaac to be willing to, or Abraham to be willing to stab Isaac.
Right.
Okay. Because Isaac doesn't matter. His son doesn't matter compared to
the
his imaginary fucking friend.
Right.
Okay. That's the problem. You're talking about a loyalty to something, by the way, never gives you direct instructions.
And wait, no, if it does, they put you on trial and they...
Oh, yeah, you're
you.
Schizophrenic. You're probably schizophrenic.
Right?
But, yeah, unless you're hearing voices, it's not giving you direct instructions. You just get a feeling of what it wants, or some pastor tells you what it wants, or you read a book and you kind of get an idea of a thing that can be interpreted many different ways, and, oh, well, that's what it wants. And that you are putting so high above your family that by comparison, you hate your fucking family.
Right.
This is where we have a problem.
Obviously. Anybody in their right mind would.
Right. And that's... That's what, yeah, sure, that's what Jesus was saying, but that doesn't save it. That's not any better
right.
than just fucking hate people. Because you know what? If they, meaning your mother, father, mother, brother, whoever, are in opposition to your God, right?
Right.
Then you can, what you do to them is equivalent to someone that you would hate.
Right.
In other words, there's really no difference there. You will treat them as if you hate them. Why is there a difference? You're just saying, well, no, but it's moved way up the scale. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. It makes no tangible difference in the world. You're subordinating the people that you should be closest to.
Right. You can hate these people and it's okay.
And the kicker is,
you worship me.
The people around you are the people that matter. They're the people that actually exist.
So what
they have real feelings.
If you're in a whole circle, like if you're a super Christian family and you're in a whole circle of people who think like that.
Well, then they're all okay until one of them steps out of line.
Well,
then we hate that person.
Right.
By comparison.
It's like we hate this person and it's okay to
and
hate
we,
this person because this person
is bad. We fucking hear the stories
bad.
Of people in families like that who said, no, I don't believe this, and have been ostracized to that level.
Right.
It's not unheard of. It's not unknown. And as it's Christmas and a time for families, because that's the real reason for the season, you know, be it. And let me borrow a little from my friends Bobby and Ashley at No Religion Required. Be it your chosen family or your genetic family, those are the people that matter. They exist. They have real feelings. You shouldn't put any imaginary thing above them.
Right.
You shouldn't put anything above them that's not present in your everyday life in a very manifest physical way, especially not something that you're taking instructions from somebody else.
Right.
So that's my take on that one. But I did have another story, and we're going to go back to bullshit news and false shit. Couple of things have happened over the past 2 weeks that really a very good person added me to a closed Facebook group called Going High.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's based off Michelle Obama's
statement about when they go low, we go high. It is.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I like the sentiment, but I'm here to tell you, fuck that. I love Michelle Obama. She's fucking wrong, okay? My stepdad once said to me, there's only one person in a street fight, the winner, okay? They go low, we go high, got us Donald Trump, okay? It is time, and you know what? They keep saying, we need to stop being PC. Okay, PC gloves are off. You're a fucknut. If you're spewing false information, I need to call you on it. I need to mock you on it. I need to make you feel like shit for doing it. I don't care anymore. It hurts real people. I was on a Facebook conversation, okay? And we were talking about Donald Trump. And the person came on and was talking about, well, he's done a lot of good things since he hasn't even been inaugurated. And one of the things he said he's done was prevented the Ford jobs in Ohio from leaving. Donald Trump didn't do that. That's a fabrication. That's false. Okay? So I post a Snopes article.
Right.
Hey, here it is. It's false. And he comes back at me with, Snopes is biased. They're Democrats. they have a liberal bias. And you can't believe anything they say. And then he posts me a fucking factcheck.org article about an email saying those things about Snopes.
Right.
Now, the factcheck.org article had concluded that everything in the email about Snopes was bullshit. That none of that was true. And all he did was cut and paste the last paragraph where it says, oh, you should double check everybody, including Snopes and including this website, as proof that Snopes was unreliable. Even though the fucking article he had just linked me said Snopes is extremely reliable and well researched, and I'm quoting. And they often, and factcheck.org often just links directly to them rather than reinventing the wheel. And the Michelsons are not political. In fact, she doesn't even vote. She's a Canadian citizen, and he's a registered independent. And if you look at all their articles, they debunk left stories and right stories and center stories, and basically they debunk bullshit. However, this person insisted. He also talked about Pizzagate at some point. Now, this was on somebody else's timeline, and out of respect for that person, when they said, I don't want people tearing each other up on this timeline, I backed off. So you have my permission to back off of people if you're on somebody else's timeline or in somebody else's house and they ask you to.
Right.
But other than that, you need to call this shit out. It's time to stop being polite. It's time to stop going high. This is a street fight. No, it is. Because if we don't give them respect. This is not
an
orderly debate. You can disagree with me all you want. But you know what? You can have your honor intact and lose. And that's no good. And
you'll just lose and look like an asshole.
You know, maybe I will. Maybe I will, but I'll go down fighting. Because, you know what? It's not a difference of opinion.
Fight without being an asshole.
I don't have to respect their opinion.
No.
I don't have to respect a word coming out of their mouth. Because they're not giving an opinion. They don't have an opinion. They have a lie.
But if
if
you're a real humanist, then no matter who it is and what they say, they're still human.
No. If you see a person beating another person,
then you make them stop beating the other person.
But are you nice to the person who's beating them?
No, but you make them.
Okay.
You just make them stop. You don't have to belittle them
doing.
In the process.
That's what they're doing. They are hurting people with their lies.
And you make them stop, and you don't have to belittle them in the process.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Because they're not going to listen otherwise.
How do you know?
Because you know why they need to be belittled? Because they don't have an equal chair in the debate. We're not both equally, you know, we're both human, and that's it. I'm dealing in reality. You're dealing in bullshit.
But maybe it's because nobody's ever given them that opportunity.
I don't care anymore. They're hurting people.
I'm just saying.
Hurting people.
If you're a real humanist, you have to be a humanist for all humans, not just the humans
I'm not killing them. I'm not killing them, but I'm not going to tolerate. I am going to be intolerant of bullshit from now on.
You can be intolerant of bullshit, but you can't be cruel and you can't be mean.
Why not?
Because it's not who you are.
I don't know. Maybe it is a little bit who I am.
Well, sorry. It's just not. It's not who I am.
You could be nice to them.
No,
you
don't have
reason.
To be nice to them. You just have to be understanding.
But we go high when they go low. Talks about we stick to the issues. We present reasoned arguments while they.
We don't act like dickheads.
Right.
That's what it says.
Right.
Right?
It doesn't work.
It does.
Doesn't, honey. It just doesn't. I mean, look at the results. Look at the results. I heard something on Bill Maher's show. He's like, do you want to be right or do you want to fucking win? Because, no. People, and the problem is, that person is going to go keep spreading their bullshit to other people. Okay? They're going to do that. If I make them feel bad for spreading bullshit, maybe the next time they're in a train or in a store or wherever they're at, when I confront them,
they're going to go, fuck you. Watch me spread all this bullshit.
No, I don't think I think they're going to feel a little self-conscious. I think they're going to go, ooh, gee, really, should I bring that up? Let's let them be the ones afraid to bring things up. Let's let them be afraid to say, oh, well, Donald Trump fucking did this and Donald Trump did that. And, oh, Breitbart is so wonderful and Steve Bannon's such a great guy. And fuck you. Okay, Steve Bannon is the alt-right guy.
Right.
He's a fucking racist.
And there's a difference.
He's a
telling
Nazi.
Somebody they're wrong and telling somebody
no.
that they're doing things wrong
yeah.
and being mean to them.
It's not okay to tell people who support Nazis. I'm not fucking exaggerating. That's not a hyperbole.
It's not okay
Nazis,
to be mean
skinheads,
to people.
The KKK.
Who support Nazis.
Do I have to be nice to them?
Yes.
I love the KKK. I have to be nice to that
no,
person?
No, you don't have to be nice to them. You have to treat them like they're human beings.
I am treating them like they're human. I'm talking. These are words. These are words. I'm not hitting. I'm not resorting to violence. But I'm not going to give them nice words. I'm not going to say nice things about the KKK.
You don't have to say
I'm
nice
not
things
going to
about
say,
them, but you don't have
you know,
to deliberately be
I'm not
going to
I'm not going to say to anybody who tells me that they're in the alt-right that that's okay. It's not okay.
It's not okay, and you tell them it's not okay.
It's not acceptable.
Right.
You're a skinhead. You're a fucking Nazi.
Right.
You are the same as them.
Right.
That's what we need to be saying to people.
Right.
If you're in like a party at your friend's house and it's Christmas time or whatever, and somebody talks about, you know, they're a Breitbart.
Right.
How they read if somebody says they read Breitbart, you got to look at them and go, you fucking Nazi? Are you a skinhead?
And get the fuck out. And I don't want to have anything to do with you. And fuck what everybody else thinks.
No. Well, is it okay for somebody to be at the Christmas party saying, I really like the skinheads. I think they have good policies. I really like the KKK.
Not okay.
I mean, and what are you going to say to that person? You know, I really You know, I really disagree with your position on
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
No. Because it's not a position. It's not even a position. It's just disgusting. And it needs to be called out. It needs to be called out again and again and again. I read an article called The 16 Points of the Alt-Right. You know what the 14th one is? The 14 words. You know what the 14 words are? Yeah, I don't have them right in front of me. But it's a white supremacist slogan that the skinheads and the neo-Nazis and the KKK use. It's part of their planks. It's part of their platform. That's who we elected. And
that's
it was based
who I elected.
On false – we, the country, elected. And it's based on false news.
Right.
It's based on people being allowed to spread bullshit and given the least amount of credibility. You know, Michael Flynn, our new national security advisor, is a liar. He has no credibility.
I guess my problem is
he is a worthless piece of shit.
Ignorance is not a character flaw. It's a problem.
No, because these people are not all ignorant.
They are all ignorant.
Wait a minute. You think Donald Trump is ignorant? You think Steve Bannon is ignorant? You think Michael Flynn, General Mike Flynn, is ignorant?
The ones that followed him are.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. How do you tell the difference?
Followers and leaders?
Now, how do you tell the difference? How do you tell the difference between somebody spreading it to spread it and they know it's not true? Because you know fucking Michael Flynn.
Their leaders.
Never thought that there was a child sex ring in Comet Pizza. He could not have thought that. He's not that fucking stupid. Yet he retweeted it and said, must read.
Because he's a
liar.
Asshole.
No, he's a liar.
Right. Right. And he is. Right. But the people that went, okay, let me eat that up like it's candy, are just ignorant and stupid.
That would be true if they didn't tell anybody else. But they do. They tell other people that. So they're spreading it too. And if you spread that shit, you're responsible.
But you're ignorant. That's why.
And how do you cure the ignorance? You don't cure it by being nice.
Education.
Because you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, well, your news sources are biased and bullshit, and only Donald Trump tells the truth.
You
good.
You just keep working with people.
Good. If that's the case, then I think you need to deal. You need to deal with a little blowback from your disgusting, racist, homophobic, xenophobic positions. There was a video going around on Facebook as well recently that about the lady was talking to some Hispanic ladies in front of her, and she went off to this total racist rant for like 5 minutes, and nobody said anything. Now, do you go high with a woman like that when she's just fucking spewing racist shit? I mean, in the middle of a store. They feel like it's okay for them to do that now.
No, see, that's the problem. I think some people's concept of what go high means is different.
Maybe.
Because I can always find a way to not make myself look like a dickhead.
I don't know, can you?
Yeah.
Where'd you get the bulldog nickname?
I don't know.
No.
It doesn't count.
See, here's the thing. You and I can disagree on this point. And I respect you, and I haven't called you names. I haven't made it, because you just have a different opinion
right. On
the facts
right. That
I do. Understand?
Right.
There you go. That's high. We
disagree.
That,
exactly. You may think that I'm
right. More
ignorant on the facts than you are.
No. These people are using things that are not facts.
But they don't know that.
Then they need to know that. No, they're fucking
and
no,
it's your
no,
job
no.
To tell them that.
Stop excusing them. They're adults. These aren't children that are being led astray. These are adults that either can't be bothered or don't care to learn what the truth actually is. That is their fault. They're adults. They're responsible. No. As an adult, you are responsible.
That doesn't mean that as a human being, you have to.
I'm not treating anybody as subhuman.
Belittle them.
I'm not treating anybody as subhuman. But you know what? Being human doesn't entitle you to do whatever you want and have no blowback. It doesn't.
You can have blowback, but if you get blowback from a decent person, it's not going to be assholey. You know what I mean? You can educate without being an asshole.
No, I don't think you can.
Teachers do it all the time.
I don't think you can. These people don't want to listen.
I think you can. See, that's where we differ. I think you can.
You think you can talk to these Trump supporters?
I think you can talk.
And you could talk
anybody.
Them out of that. How do you
like
talk them out of it?
Beings.
How do you talk them out of it? Trump's a good guy. There's no racist in his cabinet. How do you talk them out of it?
You just talk to them.
No, there's no racist in his cabinet. That's just crap. That's just leftist.
Their opinion. And
no, it's not. No, it's not their opinion.
Look.
It's a falsehood. It's a lie.
Look, you're an atheist, right? How do you talk believers out of being believers?
It's different.
No, it's not. It's the same shit.
It's different.
No, it's not.
And I don't. I don't usually talk believers out of being believers.
You talk to the children and you start them.
No, honey, you don't.
Yeah. There was one at our door and you said, no, I'm talking
I
to
had
her.
A discussion with her.
Because you were talking to her about what you wanted her to believe. And that's the same thing you can do with Trumpists.
You know, here's the thing, though. Are there any less Christians? No.
She might
Does
be
it
one
fucking
less.
Work? But you know what? They weren't hurting anybody. Oh, they were spewing bullshit, but they weren't hurting anyone. These people are hurting people.
Okay.
They're hurting people today. The guy at the fucking Comet Pizza, his life's over. His life is fucking over. Because people spewed bullshit from the National Security Advisor on down. And other people confirmed the bullshit to him, and they all believed the bullshit. And his life's over now. And his wife and daughters are going to have to deal with daddy in prison. And here's a man who, frankly, well, and he deserves to be in prison. Don't get me wrong. He deserves to be in prison. He took a gun. He believed bullshit, didn't verify it, took a gun and went into a fucking restaurant. But what he was thinking was, there are kids in danger. I have to go help them.
Right.
Commendable thinking. But you're an adult. You're responsible to know your information is correct before you pick up a fucking gun. And what about the guy who put up the post that he first read about this on? What about him? Is he responsible for the end of that guy's life? I mean, or dramatically changing it. I don't think we tolerate an argument from them anymore. I don't think we tolerate a debate from them anymore unless they're going to actually use the facts. They're going to have
so
to come.
Nobody's words are acceptable except yours.
Not mine.
Anybody who agrees with you.
No.
Yes.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
That's what
No,
you're
I didn't
implying.
Say that. These people don't disagree with me. They're just lying. There's not a disagreement. Okay, the Ohio thing. The example I used. Trump saved the jobs in Ohio. There's no disagreement. There's no disagreement. They're lying. I'm telling the truth. Period. He didn't do that. That never happened. It was a thing that was first announced in 2011, and the final decision was made before he announced for president that those jobs weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
This is verified.
It's cool that you're very scientifically based. Too.
It's not about being scientifically based. The sun rises in the damn east. We're not going to have a disagreement about that anymore.
Right. No. No. You're right.
You know, so it's not a matter of disagreeing. See, that's the problem, babe. In a nutshell, you call that a disagreement. It's not a disagreement. If I say the sun rises in the east, you say it rises in the west. Is that a disagreement?
But I didn't say it rises
no,
in the west. And other people didn't say it rises in the west. Nobody does that.
Yeah, the guy I was just telling you about does that.
No.
He did that. He said, Trump saved these jobs in Ohio. No, sir. Here is proof that Trump didn't save those jobs in Ohio.
And what was his response?
Yes,
no,
he did
lying?
Say. Yes, he did save those jobs in Ohio. And here's proof that your source is unreliable. And his
okay.
proof – wait. His proof that my source is unreliable said my source is extremely reliable.
Well,
and he still stuck to his guns, and he still stuck to – at that point, it's not
say,
a fucking disagreement.
I'm sorry you believe that, but you're wrong, you know?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry that you believe that. You're an irresponsible piece of crap for believing that. You're denying reality. You're not even sane.
And then you should be fucking shot because you're
No,
a piece
I never said
shit.
Shot. I never said shot.
You're a piece of shit, and nobody should love you ever again, and you're an asshole.
When did I say that? When did I ever say any of that?
That's not...
You are an asshole, though. I will take the asshole part.
Right.
But I would not shoot anybody. Absolutely not going to shoot anybody, but they are assholes.
Right. I think that's enough. I think that's enough. Really.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because you obviously have a different view than I do on how to treat people.
Well, how have I treated you during this discussion?
Wonderfully, of course.
You know why?
Because I'm not an idiot.
Because you're dealing in reality. And yes, baby, there
but
are
my
literal...
reality is not fucking skewed.
But there are literally people out there who are insisting the sun rises in the west. I mean,
well, those people, you just need to convince
that,
that
level of lying.
You need to, no, not lying, confusion.
Why do you want to give them the benefit of the doubt?
Because they're human.
But they're not, but they're adults though.
But they're human. All humans need to be given the benefit of the doubt because they're human. Because I am a human being and I understand that human beings can be wrong and they're still good people. And so I love everybody.
I get that. I
don't
hate these people.
You do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really? Thanks for putting words in my mouth.
Well, you know, you
I
treat
don't
them
hate
like
them.
You do.
No, I treat them like they're being stupid.
What, you love them. I love you, but you're being stupid.
Well, I mean, people can be stupid.
You treat me different. You think I'm being stupid and you
no,
treat
I don't.
Me different.
I don't think you're being stupid. I think you disagree with me. This is a disagreement.
But they disagree with you.
No, they don't. It's not a disagreement if you're lying and I'm telling the truth. Sorry. I'm sorry.
See,
especially,
just,
especially.
You think they're lying, but.
No,
I'm
they are lying.
Truth.
I showed this in,
I have
in my
a
example.
Of opinion at,
I showed
you do,
the person.
But you think I'm,
the
I'm
truth.
Telling the truth and they're lying.
I showed the person the truth. To our son example, it's like the equivalent of we stay up till dawn. I show you that the sun rises in the east. And then you go, nah. Because that sun's not reliable.
Well.
Oh, and by the way, let me take a picture of the sun rising in the east. And see, here it is in the picture. It says it's not reliable.
Holy cow, Baromathus family. This has been fun. But I'm done arguing, so.
Okay.
I'm just done arguing, baby.
Well, then, I guess you shouldn't argue.
His little face. He's so cute. His little face lights up.
I guess you shouldn't argue.
No, I shouldn't. I
can't stand the heat.
Get out of the kitchen.
I messed up my sound things here.
What were you going to do?
Hello, this is Samson. And like your John Wayne Bobbitt, I was emasculated by a woman with a knife. So listen to Barroom Atheist with Bill and Susie. Or I'll sick the old lady on you.
Well, folks, that's the show for this time. You never know what's going to happen on the live show, I guess. But, yeah, Susie and I are, I guess, in disagreement about this. She wants to be nice and coddle people, and I think that they need to be responsible for their own actions.
Yeah, I'm not a nice person.
But if you agree with me, it's bill.robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S, 819 at gmail.com. And if you agree with Susie, it's Sbirry, S-B-I-R-R-Y, at yahoo.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail. What's that number?
I don't know, but it's on the show notes. Hang on. It's 484-532-2004. And you can leave a voice message there.
We'd love to hear from you.
And I even check that sometimes, so it's all
he
good.
He does. Don't let him lie to you.
It's all good. It's all good. And what else do I have to cover? Shaper at Shaper079 is my debating Twitter. At Barroom Atheist, you need to follow that if you're going to ReasonCon in April, because Susie and I will be arguing live there.
No, we won't be arguing.
Yeah, we will.
There will be no arguing.
Yeah, we will. I mean, you know.
But we will definitely be drinking from our room.
Yeah, we'll be doing a little of that. And when we get there, we tweet out the room number, prop the door open, and, you know, bring your own booze, come by, have a beer, talk to us. It's our tradition. We've done it at each ReasonCon so far. So really looking forward to that and meeting more people. I guess with that, I'm Bill.
And I'm Susie.
Stay reasonable, my friends.
I have to pee really bad.
You're pissing me off, man. Fuck.
I bang on the door, but you won't let me in. I want Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I've got more in the trunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. And I'm going to be drunk till the next time I'm drunk. You've given me options. You say I must choose between you and the liquor. Then I'll take the booze. Jumping on blisters down to the top. Where I'll sit down and exercise my Irish pride. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I've got more. Fuck you, I'm drunk, and I'm going to be drunk.